Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Lost. And we're in the middle of the Christina Liu show, and Otto has a story he's going to share with us. But before he does share the story, Christina, you put a picture on Facebook maybe a month ago with a particular wine. Do you remember it? A rosé. It was a rosé.
Yeah, I took a picture of it.
And I finally found it, and I bought it last week.
I should be an ambassador.
Bridge Lane.
Yeah, Bridge Lane.
And I don't go to liquor store all that often. It sounds pathetic. Every time I go. But I said I wanted to try it because I've seen it. And
it's a Long Island vineyard. So you're supporting local Long Island vineyards.
The woman, when we went up to buy it, Peter was with me. She went into such a story about them being so health conscious and environmentally conscious. Yeah. And from Long Island, I still didn't try it. I have it at home, but it was one of those things. All summer, I wanted to get it. Whenever I saw your picture, I don't even drink.
Listen, we're gonna have to write to Bridge Lane and tell them like I should be getting some kind of compensation for this.
Should be on that commercial for them.
Yeah, what the heck, guys? But no, there you see. That's I like that. And you're supporting local business. So
yes, you said that. Otto, you had a story, and I want to start that now.
I do have a story, which is maybe a little long, but I'll
whatever.
Try to make it short, I like it.
What it has to do with is, first of all, this is like finding your roots. Mm-hmm. And this should encourage seniors from making sure they do what they can for future generations as far as their family tree is concerned. And here's the story.
Okay.
My father was born in 1909 in a small village in very north part of Germany, right on the North Sea. And the facts of life are my father did not know who his father was. My grandmother and somebody were rolling around in the hay on this little farm.
And literally rolling around in the hay,
And the net result was my father was born. Now, about 2 years later, my grandmother, who I did know, wound up getting married to somebody else and having four sons. So my father had four half-brothers, basically. Same mother, different father, his father unknown. To me, it's always been, and I've been to Germany once. I had a great uncle who was 93 at the time. Tried talking to him to find out who was my father's father. Because my parents came from Germany, I never met a grandfather, so I always felt like I was missing something. So I wanted to try to find out who my grandfather was. And this has been going on for 30 years, maybe, by me, all right? And because of it, I was always big on, I have a very big family tree thing on ancestry. And I decided a number of years ago to do my DNA. Mm-hmm. And I did my DNA. And just recently, I also heard a name, and I'll use the name, that a possible name for my grandfather was William Meyer. All right. That was one of the only clues I really had. So I get this DNA match about 2 or 3 weeks ago from this young lady who's about my daughter's age. Her DNA is close to my DNA.
Okay.
And I look at her family tree with a link, and her grandfather's name was William Meyer, and her great-grandfather would have been William Meyer. So I dig a little deeper, and I find out that this is my grandfather. And the reason I could pin it down was because of the years. And he immigrated to the United States in 1909. He went back to Germany to try to get my grandmother to come to the United States when he found out she was pregnant. And she didn't really want to go. He went, he had family here. And I since have learned quite a bit about him And the facts are, he lived not far from where I lived. He was in Brooklyn, and he had children who were in Brooklyn. And I ended up, two big things that I discovered. My father, I have a draft registration card from World War II when my father was 31 years old. I also now have a draft registration card from my grandfather, who was 51 at the time. So father and son, both, and they obviously were getting desperate for people, because when a 51-year-old registers for the draft, all right?
Right.
It was in 1942, in the thick of the war. So his father and son registering for the draft in World War II. And on that draft registration card, there was an address as to where my grandfather was at the time. And he lived on Prospect Park West, and he worked on Prospect Park West. So I Google mapped the address, and he owned, it said on the draft card, a Consoda store, which is literally an ice cream parlor, which a lot of German immigrants in those days, they worked in delicatessens or ice cream parlors, all right? So I go to Google, and lo and behold, in Google, at the top of that address, the store is now a liquor store, a wine store, but at the top of the store, it says ice cream, soda, whatever. The old sign is still there from 1940.
Wow.
So I have now established a relationship with this young lady down in Florida, who would be like my second cousin or something, maybe in that range, about all of this. So the point here is that for me, it's been a great satisfaction, because I just often wondered, who was my grandfather? You know, and now I'm looking, I've actually hired a genealogist to go a little deeper on some of the stuff in Germany. I actually have a copy of his birth certificate, 1890, when he was born. So where I'm going with this thing, besides the personal satisfaction of this whole thing, is for future generations in my family, I've now established.
Yeah, you've made a major connection.
And my kids now have this cousin. I had very few on my father's side in this country. I had some, but not many. And now all of a sudden I'm looking and I'm realizing, and they all live near here. Now, unfortunately, a lot of them are gone. But this young lady who lives in Florida now, who grew up on Long Island, is very, very nice. And she's, we've been having tremendous email dialogue, and we're going to get together when COVID allows. So the bottom line to that is, encourage seniors.
Yeah, well,
get involved with technology. Get involved with things like ancestry, because you know more than anybody about what went on in your family.
And it's a great project, you're doing, and it's a perfect project for the current situation we're in, because it's all a virtual kind of thing, So it's actually with you're able to document or upload, how'd you get a hold of the draft card and the birth certificate?
Well, once I was able to pin down his date of birth, and he came from Uchter, Uchter, Germany. Mm-hmm. Once I was able to pin that stuff down a little bit and get a name, I was now able to go on to Ancestry, Family Search. There's all kind. I have where he lived in 1925, 30, 40, who he lived with, who did he visit in 1910. He had a brother here.
Wow.
Once you get the basic stuff, you can dig pretty deep.
And do all these things have charges, to do?
Or? Ancestry, you pay an annual fee to do what I do, which is to have world access.
Right.
All right. But if you're going to put a family tree on there, you don't have to necessarily pay. You really have to look into it.
Yeah.
But what you learn and seeing this ice cream parlor, I'm going to go visit it with the hope that... That maybe whoever owns it now might have some old pictures of what the place looked like, back when. It's just a lot of, and now I learned that the man who would have been my uncle, my grandfather's son, was in World War II. He was in Normandy and Egypt, and he got a Purple Heart and a Bronze Medal. And my would have been my first cousin was in Vietnam. So I learned a lot of things that I didn't.
That's so special. Yeah. What a treasure for your family forever. You know, I mean, doing something like that is something that now gets passed on forever. And that's incredible, you know, and I love the idea, you know, you're doing it, especially like, you know, really get into the thick of things right here. And we could add that like Otto is like a private investigator, you know, to his repertoire. I mean,
well, you know, Otto's now
cracking a code, putting different pieces together. I mean,
well, for years and years, like you have to visualize, here we are in 1908 in a village called Peitingvort, Germany, mm-hmm. with a population of 100.
Yeah.
A girl 17 years old gets pregnant. Mm-hmm. Now, what do you think that's going to be like in a village right. like that, all right, in that year? So when I visited Germany, I speak very, 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 very little German. And I speak what I do speak, a dialect that's up in that part of Germany called Plattdeutsch. It's mm-hmm. a farm country. It's mm-hmm. a different dialect than they speak in the rest of Germany. So I'm there in Germany trying to talk about it, and everybody's trying to cut me off because they don't want, and I'm trying to do with my best German, with my great uncle, Heinrich Loos, who was 93 at the time. He got to be 93, by the way, because every day he had a shot of cognac and a beer in the morning.
In the morning. I like that. In the morning, you know?
All right. Except when the doctor was coming to check his blood pressure. Then he waited till later.
Okay. Well, he had some standards, you know, there were some things going on.
But I had the opportunity to meet with him. He did know who he was, and he liked him. He said he was really a nice man, which was good to hear. That was his sister is the one who was pregnant, my father's mother. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and it was good to hear that. And he said he used to send money to try to help support him and whatnot. You know, so, but I never had the name because nobody would, you know, they gave me some possible names, you know. Mm-hmm. But anyhow, let's go back to, I could talk for a long time about it.
No, but I think it's so important, Otto, like, and that is a wonderful idea, you know, for, and it's a relatively, you know, if there is a cost, you know, depending, I guess, what you do, but there's a, it's a low cost, really, situation.
A lot of it's free.
To figure, you know, that out. And I think, like I said, that's a great project to do at home. So that's a great tip, again, from Otto Loos.
What we're going to do right now, then, is we're going to take a break. That really was a wonderful segment. We'll touch on it when we come back. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.